Coach.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations on a win. It wasn't pretty, but I guess you're satisfied because it was a win.
It was a good win. In this football league, every win is a good win. And it was a good win for us. We did a lot of things well. Did a lot of things well, and there were some things that we didn't do as well as some other things that we did do well. Those are the things that we're going to try to improve as we move forward. And that's something you're going to be hearing a lot about this week, is moving forward.
Okay. Well, moving forward, you're 4-4. What do you think you have to do in the second half to make the playoffs?
Well, I want to answer that in my patented Jason Garrett cadence.
Okay.
Cadence. And let me give you an example of that cadence. I'm going to say a whole bunch of words while staying right here on this note, and I'm going to keep going and keep talking on this note until I drop down to this note. I'm not going to say too terribly much, but when I do, I'm going to make sure it's monotonous and robotic. I think as long as I talk monotonous and robotic, it puts us in a good position to win.
I don't know why we need to know all that, but
what does that have to do with the second half of the season?
Well, that's something we're going to look at, too. The second half of the season is important for this football team. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to try to build on this win. That's something that you're going to hear me talk a lot about. We're going to build on this win as we try to move forward.
A lot of people are discussing the red zone problems that your offense continues to have. What's at the bottom of that?
Every play that I call has to pass the Jason Garrett three-point test. We always ask, is this play a safe play? It will frustrate the Cowboy fan. Second part of the Jason Garrett play calling test, is it a play that looks like it was called by a risk-adverse white guy? and third, is this a play that I can evaluate a little bit better after I look at the tape? And that's something that's very important to me. I like to grade things out on tape.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you like looking at the tape, don't you?
I don't know if I had a good drive into work or if I successfully ate a sandwich until I look at the tape. And I tape everything I do in order to get better.
Stacking one meal on top of the other.
We do.
Right?
We like to stack one meal on top of the other. We also have to give the Seahawks some credit. I got to give them credit because that's something I like doing. Talking about giving other teams credit. The Seahawks deserve some credit because without them failing to execute, we wouldn't have executed. Our football players and prison wardens are united in their need to and ability to execute.
God. Jason Garrett with us here on the ticket. What about these Buffalo Bills next on your schedule?
Well, if I could at this time overuse the word football. To be a good football team, you got to have good football players and making good football plays. And that's how you amass football wins, and amassing football wins is how you win in the National Football League.
Okay. I think you successfully did that. So you think the Bills are going to be a pretty good test for you?
Well, I thought we did well in all three areas. We did well in all three areas, and the areas in which we did well were all three. And having said that as head coach and as Jason Garrett, I'd now like to replace that phrase, three areas, with the phrase, three phases. Sometimes I like to talk about three phases instead of three areas. And I hope football fans of the Dallas Cowboys will enjoy this little change of pace. That's just something that we like to do for the fans in order to win football games.
Well, it's not bad. I guess it's a win, right? And you shouldn't have to give a win style points in this league.
A win is a win is a win. That's what we say in football, and that's what we're going to say right now out of football. So a win is a win is a win. And I know there have been a lot of people who've said that I need to hire an offensive coordinator. Uh-huh. Need to hire a coordinator. But to those people, I say go intercourse yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess that's about as strong as it gets from you.
Garrett, top out.
Okay.
All right, there you heard it from the head coach himself.